if you can imagine the bust of Beethoven, you know, we all have that image in our head, this great Beethoven guy. And then you imagine that bust, and then out of his ears, 10 little taxis, like boop, 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 like that. And each little taxi is a composer's work, not Beethoven's, of course, but thinking metaphorically of what are the images coming out of the brain of a composer. And come take a taxi ride. Come take 20 taxi rides.
That's part of an evocative piece by composer Pablo Chin. It's called Three Burials. We heard just a little bit of the first movement. It was performed by members of Ensemble del Niente, one of Chicago's premier contemporary music ensembles. And you can catch them on October 7th as part of the Ear Taxi Festival. You can also hear music of Pablo Chin, in fact, a world premiere piece performed by his own group, Phonema Consort. That's on October 8th, again, as part of the Ear Taxi Festival, happening October 5th through 10th. That's only a small little piece of what's in store for you if you attend the Ear Taxi Festival. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. On today's program, I'm going to be featuring a preview of the Ear Taxi Festival, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. But I don't have to be the only one telling you about the festival, because I'm joined in the studio today by Augusta Reed Thomas and Stephen Burns. Augusta Reed Thomas is the creator and curator of the Ear Taxi Festival, and Stephen Burns is the co-curator. Gusty, Stephen, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's great to be here with you, Seth.
Let's talk about Ear Taxi. This is a monstrous, if you don't mind me using the word, I mean, really a gigantic undertaking here. And it seems to me that the idea really was to present as much Chicago music as possible, both in terms of ensembles, composers, sound installations, I mean, just every kind of thing. Let's just start, because it's obviously a big deal, but how did you define contemporary? How did you define classical? I mean, were there some groups that were kind of right on the borderline, or how did you decide who was in the festival?
Well, really, this whole festival is a joyride of new music that explores where the classical tradition meets the contemporary compositional world. And because the seed money for this festival came from the Ditson Foundation in New York, their mission and their real vision is to promote emerging American composers. So that kind of set the boundaries there. And then we looked around the city and saw a richness and a diversity, both in the compositional realm as well as the performance ensemble realm.
We are including so many different people, 350 musicians, 88 composers, 54 world premieres, 65 premieres. For those of you that want to come to Ear Taxi Festival and intend absolutely everything, you can do it, because we've specifically decided that no concerts would overlap. One human being can actually go to everything. And we did that on purpose so that there weren't groups competing against each other for audience.
Let's give you a small sample of what you might hear on the Ear Taxi Festival. I don't have audio for the world premieres, of course, because they haven't been recorded. They haven't been played. And again, I love to think about these ensembles all over the city of Chicago busily rehearsing these pieces for the world premieres. But we do have the audio for some of the pieces that will be featured on Ear Taxi. First up is composer Amos Gillespie, who is also a jazz saxophonist. So that's an instrument that he knows very well. I thought it'd be fun to feature a piece of his for two saxophones, alto and baritone sax. Here are Noah Bedrin, joined by Jonathan Bergeron, to perform Lacework by Chicago composer Amos Gillespie. Thank you. music by composer Amos Gillespie for two saxophones, for the alto saxophone and the baritone saxophone. We heard Noah Bedrin and Jonathan Bergeron performing. The piece is called Lacework, and you can catch the Chicago premiere, one of the many, many, many pieces on Ear Taxi. My guests on the program today are Augusta Reed Thomas and Stephen Burns, who are the curator and co-curator of the Ear Taxi Festival.
Well, Augusta, you didn't just decide to produce any old event. You decided to go in with guns blazing. I mean, this isn't just a concert. This is an enormous event. Tell me, first of all, about the inspiration for Ear Taxi. And did you realize all along it was going to be this large-scale an event?
About 3 years ago, I was walking through Millennium Park of Chicago, and as you know, there's the beautiful Lake Michigan there, and I was thinking what a great city this is and how many incredibly talented musicians and composers there are that are working in the general field that you would call contemporary classical art music. And I've been in town for a long time, and I thought, you know, I should really step up to the plate and put together a massive festival. And at that minute, I probably should have shot myself in the head because it has been 3 years of nonstop work. On the other hand, I'm very, very proud of the festival. It's a one-of-a-kind event. My vision for this was to really celebrate the city of Chicago. And so all of the artists that are on the festival live in and work in Chicago, all the composers, all the performers. And this is, one is able to do this because there's such a vibrant and incredible scene. In fact, it's, in my opinion, one of the best scenes anywhere for contemporary classical art music. I wanted to build a festival where everybody was included. I didn't want it to be Augusta Reed Thomas picks her three friends or something like that. Really, everybody's part of this festival, and we have the entire city involved. The Harris Theater, the Department of Cultural Affairs, Constellation, the University of Chicago. So it's really a great city story, I think. Everybody working together on this particular project. In addition, we have several musicians playing on the L tracks, and we all adore the L, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think they're playing in the stations and the cars. If they play on the tracks, it could get really painful.
Right, not on the tracks.
You just avoid the third rail. There's two perfectly good rails you can sit on.
Yeah, you could add a spark.
In any case, you may be getting off the L and running into a bunch of musicians with Ear Taxi Festival T-shirts and postcards and bringing the music right there. Those performances will be all world premieres. So it's little tiny snapshots of what you might experience if you came to the main festival.
When we're curating any event, I mean, you say it's not just you and your three friends, you know, and we've all been to events that are clearly like that. At the same time, it can be very difficult to break out of it sometimes. I mean, you have to really actively challenge yourself to find composers you haven't heard of. You have to listen to their music, which we don't always do as composers. We don't always, you know, just to explain the process for me a little bit of how you dug all the way down to find so many people, many of whom I would venture to guess you had not heard prior to, you know, these investigations.
If I ever do another huge festival, I will not do it a la carte. And what I mean by that is it's basically me sitting in my living room from putting the whole festival together from the very beginning, getting a fiscal sponsor, getting a bank account, getting a concert hall, reaching out to every single composer, reaching out to every single ensemble, listening to all the examples of the music that the composers sent to me. This was built literally grassroots in my living room. So when these composers were sending lots of examples of their work and then trying to figure out which piece gets with which ensemble and which ensemble wants to play which piece, and ensembles were making recommendations, I'd like to play this or I'd like to play that, one of the things I decided right away is that each composer gets only one piece played. Because otherwise you'd have certain composers with eight pieces and other people with no pieces and whatnot. And I think that's also very healthy. And it also brings lots of different voices. One piece is purple, the next piece is polka dotted, the next piece is green. One piece is for an ensemble of four players, the next is a solo, the next is 16 players. So for the audience, it's very, very kaleidoscopic.
Let's play another piece now that will be featured on the Ear Taxi Festival. This is yet another Chicago premiere. Again, such a hallmark of the Ear Taxi Festival. This is a piece by composer Hans Tomala, who is currently the director of the New Music Institute at Northwestern University. The piece is called Wonder Block. It's almost 17 minutes long, so we're going to have to excerpt it, but we'll play as much as we can. This recording is done by Ensemble Ascolta, and it is a live recording conducted by Jonathan Stockhammer. Here is music by Hans Tomala. part of a piece called Wunderblock by composer Hans Tomala. We heard a bit of a live performance there from Germany. Jonathan Stockhammer led Ensemble Ascolta in that performance. This is one of the pieces, one of the many pieces, in fact, that will be given its Chicago premiere as part of the Ear Taxi Festival. There are so many interesting things that are happening on the Ear Taxi Festival, one of which is this new piece for the carillon. What can you tell me about that?
The University of Chicago has one of the finest carillons in the world. And it's the second biggest in the United States, and it was rebuilt about 5 years ago. It's the most incredible instrument with these massive 50-ton bells and this gorgeous bell tower. Joey Brink is one of the great carilloners of the world. He's won all of the international competitions as a carillon player. And one of the concerts we're presenting is world premieres on the carillon. And I'm really excited about this project because it's such a unique sound world and such a beautiful opportunity for the composers to be able to write for this instrument. In addition, Joey Brink is putting out a CD recording of these works, which he will have for sale at the Ear Taxi Festival, so that people can really dig into his work and the work of those composers. Recording a carillon is not easy. You need microphones up on the rooftops. You need microphones in where the bells are. You need microphones at a distance. You need a day with no wind. You need a day with no rain. And you need no car noise. So in order to get a CD of carillon world premieres, they have to book something like 20 days of recording. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. It's this massive project. And so I wanted to be sure to amplify that particular aspect of the festival.
Absolutely. Let's hear this instrument, the carillon. As Gusty mentioned, Joey Brink has a new CD out featuring the carillon. Quite difficult to record this instrument, but this is a wonderful recording. Let's hear the piece, Invocation. Here is Joey Brink performing on this outdoor instrument that you can hear as part of the Ear Taxi Festival. Thank you. That's music written by and performed by the great Carillon master, Joey Brink. The piece is called Invocation. It's a fantastic recording. It must have taken so long, as we discussed, to record that music. That concert and the entire Ear Taxi Festival schedule is available on their website as well at eartaxifestival.com. And that's where you can also buy your festival pass if you're so inclined. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. On today's program, I am featuring a preview of the Ear Taxi Festival, an extraordinary festival happening here in Chicago, lasting 6 days, October 5th through 10th. You can find out more at eartaxifestival.com. And if you want to subscribe to our podcast at Relevant Tones or to find streaming versions of all previous episodes of the program, you can visit relevanttones.com. I'm talking to Augusta Reed Thomas today. She is a composer, longtime composer in residence at the Chicago Symphony. She created the Music Now program. She's given so much to this city. And now she's giving more to the city because she's decided that all of the contributions she's done are not enough. No, she's going to create the Ear Taxi Festival. She's been working on it for 3 years, and it's just an incredible event. It goes on October 5th through 10th. It features so many world premieres, U.S. premieres, Chicago premieres. For a person like myself, who is a composer here in Chicago, also organizer of Access Contemporary Music, Ear Taxi is a godsend, and I think it is for so many other people. I have a piece on, as do so many other composers, and I think over the last year or so, to just think of all these composers writing new pieces, all of the performers getting the new music, opening it up, seeing the piece that was commissioned or that they had asked the person to write for them, and then busily preparing it, getting ready for their concerts. I just think it's so exciting. The whole city is literally, at least in the contemporary music world, abuzz with the Ear Taxi Festival. So it's great to have Gusty as my guest today. And with me also is Stephen Burns, who is the co-curator of the Ear Taxi Festival. Just each of you, tell me what do you hope is the takeaway for people with this festival? Gusty, I'll start with you. For the average person who goes to Ear Taxi, what would you hope that they come away with?
I hope that people feel really comfortable to attend Ear Taxi Festival, to arrive in blue jeans or cut-off shorts, T-shirts. It's not formal. Be comfortable, engage with the artists, and in doing so, we all together develop an even more profound empathy for the work that these artists are doing. It's not easy to write music, and it's not easy to play brand new music and to rehearse for hours on end and get it just right. And this is very, very beautiful art form that I believe in profoundly.
I think what I'd love to have people take away from the Ear Taxi Festival is a sense of adventure and an enthusiasm for the new, the kind of things that we all share in terms of new books, new fashion, new food, new movies, new friendships. And I think a lot of new friendships will be forged. I think this is where the Chicago community can come together and really celebrate the creativity and the profound insights that these artists have, whether they're compositional or performing artists.
Yeah, it's a great chance to get to meet a lot of these artists, some of whom have just moved to Chicago, guys like Alex Minchek and Sam Pluta now at the University of Chicago. Some other people have just moved here, some ensembles that are just getting started. Some of those have been around for a while. It's a great chance to meet them and to thank them for what they're doing because, as Gusty mentioned, it is extraordinarily difficult. I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of commitment that they all bring to it. And that's the one thing I know about these Chicago ensembles, that they will not do this halfway. They will give their all 100%. So I do hope everybody goes out and supports the Ear Taxi Festival. Again, the website is eartaxifestival.com.
Let's play music now by Argentinian-born composer Gustavo Leone, now the professor of composition at Loyola University in Chicago. He will have his fourth string quartet given its U.S. premiere on Ear Taxi Festival. But I want to play another piece for string quartet. It's called Una Voz, Un Grito, Un Lamento, or A Voice, A Cry, A Lament. Here is the Quartetto Q Arte to perform this music by composer Gustavo Leone. It's passionate, emotional music by composer Gustavo Leone, a committed performance, too, by Quartetto Q Arte. The piece is called Una Voz, Un Grito, Un Lamento, A Voice, A Cry, A Lament. Gustavo is one of many composers who will have a premiere on the Ear Taxi Festival. You can hear his fourth string quartet performed on Friday, October 7th. This is part of the Latino Music Festival, and Gustavo, alongside Elvio Barilari, is an organizer of the Latino Music Festival. You will hear the Avalon String Quartet performing music by Elvio Barilari and Gustavo Leone, and also a world premiere by Spanish composer Enrique Riu. I'm going to play a piece now for solo flute, and the composer is inspired by the shakuhachi, a Japanese wind instrument. In fact, he's inspired by a Japanese poet as well. The piece is called On a Poem by Miho Nonaka, Harvard Square. The composer is Sean Okpabolo. And I love what the Ear Taxi Festival website says about it. It says, Jenny O'Brown channels her inner shakuhachi in this performance. Let's hear it now, though. It's about 12 minutes long, so we're going to excerpt it. And this performance features Kan Thomason Riddis. Here is Sean Okpabolo's Harvard Square. That's a piece for the Western Sea Flute, the flute that we all know and love. But here it's been inspired by a Japanese wind instrument, the shakuhachi. You can certainly hear that in the performance by Kan Thomason Redis. The piece is called Harvard Square. It is by composer Sean Okpobolo, inspired by a poem by Japanese poet Miho Nonaka. The Urtexi Festival features so many different performers in Chicago, and I think a really interesting facet of the festival is that you've commissioned composer Drew Baker to write a piece incorporating musicians from all of the ensembles. Tell me about this commission.
Drew Baker is a very, very sensitive composer. His work is incredibly delicate, often very quiet, and he has beautiful notes, and he makes these clouds of sound which just hang with gorgeous resonance, and he has a great ear for like one note, one detail. It's not going to be a piece where everybody's just blaring away. I'm positive it's sculpted and very, very delicate and engaging and rich.
Which is actually another really great point, which is that you two have not heard a fair amount of the music that you're featuring. I mean, this is going to be a treat for you as well. You're going to be like kids in a candy store listening to all this music you commissioned.
That's the sense of adventure, and it's also the sense of trust that we have in this artistic community.
We don't have audio for that exciting premiere, of course, because it hasn't happened yet, but I do have another piece by Drew. It's called Geta, and it is for piano and two percussionists. Here is the wonderful pianist, Marilyn Nonkin, and she's being joined by percussionists Peter Martin and Sean Connors to perform. I should mention also that Peter Martin and Sean Connors are members of Third Coast Percussion, a wonderful percussion quartet in Chicago, who will also be featured on the Urtexi Festival performing a piece that they wrote themselves. The members of the quartet actually wrote the piece themselves, which is marvelous. At any rate, though, here are Peter Martin, Sean Connors, and Marilyn Nonkin to perform an excerpt of Geta by Drew Baker.
Thank you.
A lot of interesting sounds in that piece. Music by Drew Baker, a Chicago composer. The piece is called Geta, and it was performed by Marilyn Nonkin, the pianist, with percussionists Peter Martin and Sean Connors. You will hear a brand new commission by Drew Baker on the Ear Taxi Festival on the opening night. This is a piece that he wrote that uses musicians from all of the ensembles who are featured on the Ear Taxi Festival. That's all the time that we have for our preview of Ear Taxi. But again, this marvelous festival happens October 5th through 11th in Chicago in various venues throughout the city. So do visit eartaxifestival.com to find out more information about it. Gusty and Stephen, thank you so much for being my guests today on the program. And I wish you all of the best luck and success with Ear Taxi Festival.
Well, thank you, Seth.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks
so
much.
Thanks, guys. Relevant Tones has been produced by Sarah Zwinklis and is made possible by the generous support of the Aaron Copland Fund for Music and the listener supporters of WFMT. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network Chicago.